category really relates to how the university has implemented the supplier diversity program to date. There's some takeaways in this category that I think are relatively salient. One, we believe, based on our review both of the university's initiative but also of peer institutions, that this particular initiative for the university, given the environment it faces, is not adequately resourced. A simple way of saying, we think you need more people on this. We think there are so many areas where, based on the true commitment that the board has and that the administration has, there's so much work that could be done. We think that there's opportunity to have more people doing it. Two, the sheer volume of activities that are required. You know, Gila showed you the chart for in terms of regular procurement activity. We want to be able to say that in addition to meeting the challenges of adhering to the new control environment that the state has said is important, we want people to be able to have supplier diversity as a top priority instead of as a necessitated operational afterthought. That may be too strong a term. Further, the conditions are different on each campus, and I think this slide sort of picks that up. There's a very vibrant debate that exists at the University of Illinois and in other multi-campus university systems. How do you manage a supplier diversity initiative? Certainly there are good points to be made on both sides. Should it be centrally managed and led, in which case you might have the better opportunity to leverage best practices for what works in one area but not in others. But on the campus-by-campus side, there are certainly legitimately diverse issues in terms of the business climate, the geographic market for each of those campuses that need to be considered paramount. So we talked about that in the report, and you'll see there are viable points to be made on both sides. In terms of the staffing structure, I talked a little bit about resources. You'll see the existing University of Illinois structure on the left-hand side, where for the Office of Business and Financial Services, there's been one position historically focused on the Chicago campus, and for the Office of Capital Programs and Real Estate Services, there's one full-time position. In really forward-thinking and progressive peer programs, they have a more robust structure that talks about the individual attributes of what it takes to have a successful program. So you'll have a whole supplier diversity operation, somebody that's looking at campus-by-campus issues, somebody that focuses on the capital, somebody whose sole job is to have an outreach program and a compliance program. And as the university continues to move forward, this is certainly a model to look towards if we're looking for national leadership, which we believe the university is. Outreach is an area where we believe the university deserves a lot of credit. And we believe that if you're sort of measuring how the University of Illinois does against a scale of, you know, growing or national leadership, we think this is an area where you're doing really well. There's particular effort placed on the Chicago market, again, because the one position has focused on the Chicago campus. There's room for improvement, we believe, in what we're calling non-traditional outreach. We think the conferences have been terrific. We've had good keynote speakers based on a review of past programs, and you've had good attendance. You've also attended some events sponsored by other groups. But if we're going to get serious about dialogue with diverse vendors, building capacity is a more intensive form of dialogue, where instead of simply alerting businesses to the opportunities that might exist, you're taking the extra step and trying to enhance their relative ability to compete, and that's something that's going to take additional resources. And finally, as we said, it's an issue of how many people you have working on this. Given that you know, the circumstances are different in Springfield, where we are today, and in Urbana, the types of dialogue you need to have with the surrounding community would be too much for one person to handle, so we believe that you need a more enhanced resource environment. Final category, and I'll let Gila talk about most of this, is the sourcing strategies that are presently used to find diverse businesses. We think that there are a number of areas that could be enhanced in terms of the university's existing effort. I guess I'd want to be clear that there is a difference in terms of the type of procurement you're talking about. I mean, capital programs and non-capital procurement are very different. The capital side, not to take anything away from the progress that Mike and his team are making, the U.S. Department of Transportation has done a number of things in terms of requiring supplier diversity. So big contractors tend to have a little bit more familiarity with it. They're a little bit more prepared for it. Again, I think Mike and his team have done a terrific job stepping that up. But there is a difference there. And I think Gila could talk about some of the specifics.
Some of the initiatives, and while we're still in the phase one, which is the assessment phase, we're sort of leaping ahead and actually looking at some of the models that exist at the federal, state, and local levels of government around the country as we're beginning to build our recommendations for the university. Specifically, as we look at the federal level, there's the GSA Mentor Protégé Program, where very large corporations will take under its wing as protégés. minority and other what we would consider to be diverse businesses, women-owned, disabled, and other types for federal purposes. Siemens, and we look here at the corporate alliance model, this is where you actually have existing contracts with large contractors that, because of the areas in which they compete, federal, state, and local, they already have their own programs underway. So there's a federal model, there's a corporate model, and many of those are take on, I would say, different forms and the ways in which they conduct their outreach. There's also the local inventory itself, both just within the state of Illinois as well as surrounding communities of established WBEs, MBEs, DBEs, and to really look at taking advantage and sharing information with other federal, state, and local government entities. Geographic expansion. Already the university is indeed conducting outreach, trying to identify and to attract diverse suppliers. But as we look, we believe, given the large mass of the state of Illinois and also the different regions that comprise it, it's important to take a look at geographic expansion and how we target various programs and our outreach initiatives. And as Nick mentioned, just the capacity building itself, we had, I think, a fair amount of success in some work we delivered for the Illinois Department of Transportation in their technical assistance program, where we actually went out. The theory was that many diverse businesses were not competing because they also didn't have the skill set, whether it was from a technology perspective or general business management or overall governance within their businesses, many of which were startup businesses. So the importance was, how do you go out and actually build capacity, provide that training, provide that technical assistance to ensure that you have a base of businesses that will be both able to compete as primes as well as participate as subcontractors with established vendors. And now what I would like to do is to actually ask Rob, since he has been leading our effort around the supplier diversity, to summarize for you the work that we have conducted so far in this phase one assessment and to talk specifically about the next steps that we hope to be undertaking and completing over the next few months.
Thank you. In conclusion, I would like to highlight some of what I think are the key takeaways from our assessment thus far. The most important thing, first off, to recognize is that you have an organized and growing supplier diversity program. That's important to highlight because there are a lot of institutions that don't have any organized supplier diversity programs whatsoever. So you're on the right path. In addition to this, we believe that the university has done some positive things to help foster and grow supplier diversity throughout your system. As someone who's worked in supplier diversity for many years now, I am personally very appreciative of the work that you have done thus far. However, we believe that you have the potential not only to become an established program in supplier diversity, but also become a nationally recognized program. But in order to do this, it's very important to recognize that you have two main barriers preventing this from happening. The first is your procurement environment, which you've already heard a little bit about. The second is a lack of dedicated resources to your supplier diversity program. Now, I can't emphasize this enough. It is very important to put the appropriate resources behind any supplier diversity efforts that you put forward to be successful. We look forward to working with you to develop some strong and practical recommendations that are going to help you deal with these challenges. And I truly believe that in doing so, that the university will become a national leader in supplier diversity. Thank you.
And we would be happy at this time, Mr. Chairman, to entertain any questions.
I have a couple.
Not? If not?
If you went back to page 18.
Sure.
In the argument for centralization and staffing, particularly when it comes to centralizing purchasing or construction redevelopment work, there's often a very strong argument that a centralized staff can develop expertise, which when